Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q1 FY2026 earnings call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Rajiv Gupta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Tulyani, President and CFO, Mr. Surendra Gupta, VP, Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note, before we proceed this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to the conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajiv Gupta for the industry outlook. Post that, Mr. Nitin Tulyani will take over for the financial overview. Thank you, and over to you, Rajiv, sir.
Hi, good evening. I hope you and your families are having good health. It is my pleasure to welcome you to this Q1 call for the year FY25-26. This is earnings and conference call for the first quarter. I hope you all had opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, which is available both on stock exchanges as well as on the website of the company. Now, if you talk about the industry, these are very, very uncertain times if you look at both internal and external, because of two major developments external which has happened. First being the FTA between UK and India. So that was a very, very positive development, and we understand this was a game-changing shift in the global textile trade, opening substantial opportunities for Indian exporters with the removal of import duties, simplification of trade for Indian exporters, particularly in value-added and sustainability-driven products. Categories are now better positioned. The UK import, which is nearly $20 billion from India worth of garment annually, this is including India. So this agreement, which removes 9 to 12% duties across various products of garments and textile to zero, so that level playing field with Bangladesh, Pakistan and other countries is with India as well. So this reflects a growing trust in India's manufacturing capability, and definitely this will be a very strong ground for further growth in especially finished garments for supply to UK. The second development, which is not so good and has been shattering the entire industry, is 25% tariff imposed by US. This comes as a very strong temporary setback to all of us, because we were expecting something around 15 to 20% as tariff. So this additional 5 to 10% tariff against our expectation has given us an emotional setback for the time being. We personally feel that this is a short-term slowdown, and it will not be very long-lasting disruption for the industry as a whole. Free trade agreement with UK and the opportunities across within domestic and others will prevail. More importantly, duty structure of tariff of US on China is still to be decided, and the competitive advantages, disadvantages will be truly reflected thereon. The serious concern is about the penalty that US President talked about or Russia trade. So that is creating more uncertainty at this point of time. So this environment of uncertainty definitely is there for the textile as a whole. If I talk about domestic, RSWM is predominantly a domestic company, having around 70% of revenue coming from within India. So impact of international disruptions will be limited on us, as we do not have direct finished product sales to US or to other countries. Rather, our customers in turn are exporting. So if I share the outlook of raw material. Plaster remains as very competitive for us because China having a better plaster prices. So international prices of plaster definitely give us a disadvantage as a country, and we continue to face that challenge of the export of plaster dominated yarns. Cotton has been more or less the same level ever since we talked about in last investors call. But the disadvantage of Indian cotton over international cotton continues as such. So both the synthetic and cotton areas raw material remains not very competitive strength for Indian spinners or textile manufacturers at this point of time. So otherwise, if we share the business-wise outlook in yarn, synthetic and cotton, I shared already, Milange has been doing reasonably okay. But this land route disruption by closing of land route exports to Bangladesh has created an issue because most of the Milange yarn exports are in the smaller lots and go from the road route. So that impact is there for industry as a whole. Otherwise, domestic and international demand for yarn has been more or less stable. So there is not very strong pull. At the same time, there is not a decline in demand. So quarter observed, there is a very okay demand for yarn as such. Denim, overall, the sentiment has been reasonably good. Garmenters have been looking for lightweight, more comfort wear garments, which is having stretch and also giving a fashion outlook. So denim has been reasonably okay. Overall, India capacity utilization for denim has been in 70s, whereas RSWM is able to clock better, and around 90s is the utilization levels we have been doing denim. Outlook for denim also continues to be good in the next quarter. For knit, there's a lot of growth is likely to happen. In India, a lot of new investments are targeted in knit. As worldwide, knit is a focus area, and most of the growth is likely to happen in knit area. So RSWM has gone with the stabilization phase, and we are reasonably placed in knit segment now, and the utilization levels are also okay for this to work on. Overall, the focus, as we discussed last time, on operational efficiencies and the market position continues to be the key area for RSWM, and we continue to work on that. Future growth in RSWM, we are considering by way of consolidation in our yarn operations, and largely the focus is on the value-added products like knit and denim sector. So sustainability continues to be in another area of very close focus, and RSWM living its philosophy of giving back to society. So we live by that area. So overall sentiment, if I talk about it, is having a lot of challenges, but still we have maintained a positive outlook and see the next quarter performance going to be in the same range or slightly better range of operations that we are having in terms of utilization and overall market placement of the product. So we'll take up questions towards end of this. Now I hand over to Nitin, our CFO, for financial overview and strategic highlights. Yeah,
thank you, sir. So I will now share the RSWM financial and strategic highlights from Q1 FY26 and how they are preparing us for the upcoming quarters. So coming to the financial performance and talking in terms of the revenue, RSWM reported a revenue of 1169 crore in Q1 FY26, a slight decline of 3.2% year-over-year, which is primarily on account of the subdued export demand. Coming to the gross profit, it stood at 440 crores, improving by 1.3% year-over-year. Our gross profit margin strengthened to 37.3%, up by 152 basis points year-over-year and 307 bps on quarter-over-quarter basis. It's primarily driven by the better cost optimizations and the product mix improvement. Our EBITDA reached 81 crore. It's a robust 50.6% year-over-year growth. And the EBITDA margin expanded to 6.9%, up to 43 bps year-over-year and 63 bps quarter-over-quarter. This was supported by better operational efficiency and focusing on low-profit products to improve customer mix, product mix, and market mix. Most notably, our PAT came in at 7 crore compared to a loss of 13.7 crores in Q1 FY25, which is reflecting a stronger turnaround. PAT margin improved to 0.6%, marking an upward movement of 46 bps on a quarter-over-quarter basis and a swing from negative territory last year. Additionally, I would like to share the key outcomes from the yesterday's board meeting, particularly around our capital investment strategy and operational optimizing initiatives. As a part of our ongoing commitment to sustainable growth and operational excellence, the board has approved a total capex of 92 crores to modernize and enhance our netting operations at Modi and Chhapa unit. This will result in a 20% increase in the netting capacity from existing 750 metric tons to 900 metric tons per month, translating into an estimated annual upside revenue of roughly 220 crores. The project is targeted to be completed over the next 9 months and will be funded through a mix of internal accruals and debts. In addition, we are moving decisively on our sustainability roadmap. We have placed an order for a 10 megawatt renewable energy product for captive use, and we are in advanced discussion to expand this to 50 megawatt in total capacity. With this, our green energy footprint will rise from 74 megawatt to 124 megawatt, helping us significantly offset our power cost and reduce our carbon footprint. The total investment is estimated at around 50 crores and the project will be commissioned over the next 8 months. Lastly, we have initiated a rationalization of the spinning operations of our Chhapa unit, where the old machines, which are no longer viable, usable spindles will be transferred to the other plants for the modernization and the remaining assets will be monetized. Importantly, the netting operations at Chhapa will continue and we will continue to get the benefit from the plant upgrades. We have made significant strides in advancing our innovation agenda and integrating sustainability more deeply into our operations. Despite ongoing challenges, we continue to uncover promising long-term opportunities. Our transition toward premium synthetic fibers, a more focused product range, and the exit from the negative and the lower contribution products is helping us in improving the operational efficiency and strengthening the supply chain resilience. Under the RSWM 2.0 initiative, we are repositioning toward the high-yield segment with a stronger export potential. We are sharpening our manufacturing focus to maximize resource utilization while maintaining the fiscal discipline. Our emphasis is on the specialty yarn with the advanced technical attributes and a broader high-value product offering aligned with the global demand trends. There are certain few initiatives we are adopting towards the digitalization to strengthen our processes further and enhancing the working capital management. We are also focusing on reducing the debt and cutting energy costs by expanding renewable energy usage across the production hubs through proper inventory planning with the responsive production model to support the lean operations. Backed by the multi-pronged strategy, we are well positioned to generate the long-term value. Our focus on value creation, resource efficiency, and disciplined execution keep us aligned with our vision for the scalable and responsible growth. These strategic investments underscore our confidence in the growth of the value-added segment, our discipline in capital allocation, and our focus on delivering long-term stakeholder value. With this, I would like to conclude and open the floor for any questions you may have. We shall be happy to take up your questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one now. We have a first question from the line of Majid Ahmed from Pinpoint Capital. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir. Hello?
Yes, Majid, we can hear you.
Yes. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. A very good resource, sir. For my first question is, sir, is that can you give me the numbers of the capacity that you have and the utilization numbers?
So you are talking about a particular business, or which is the area you of interest to you?
Like of denim and fabric. Like, can you give me the breakup of the denim's total metric ton capacity and its utilization and for fabric?
Okay, sure. So let me share with you. In case of denim, we have a capacity of 30 lakh meters of processed fabric per month, and against that we are clocking in this quarter an average of around 26.8 lakh meter capacity, so which works out to be almost around 90% in terms of capacity for denim. And if I share with you the knit number, my capacity is around 750 metric ton, and we have clocked during this quarter 625 metric ton as our capacity per month for knitted the process fabric. So I'm expecting this was the question you were looking for.
Yes, sir. Like, can you give me for the numbers, like the revenue breakup between the numbers of revenue in the denim and fabric as well? Like, that would be helpful.
So as a part of our segment reporting, we are reporting the fabric division numbers.
Yes.
And it's there in our segment results.
But in segment, you have only mentioned yarn and fabric. But what about denim? Denim, is it included in which part?
So, part of fabric.
Yeah, the denim is a part of our fabric business. So our fabric business includes both denim and denim.
But can you give me a breakup so that I can understand the realization that you are making across segments, so that I have a clear idea of what's happening? Because your margins are also very difficult to understand.
So denim we did around 200 crores.
Okay. Denim is the most part.
This quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for... So then my second question, sir.
Yes, sir.
Denim is 200 crores, right, for this first quarter? Hello?
Yes, right.
Yes.
Yes, 200 crores.
Yes, sir. Sir, of that, how much is EBITDA you are able to generate, sir, of that 200 crores, the EBIT margin? Like, in EBIT, you have mentioned around 15.9 crores in segment reporting. Out of that, how much is fabric and denim, sir?
So, in denim business, we are generating in Q1 an EBITDA of 12%.
How much? 12 crores, sir? 12 crores. How many, sir? What's the number? 12%. Like, I'm able to hear you clearly, sir. Can you repeat once again? I'm audible, sir. Like, hello.
Hello, Rajiv.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Now we can hear you, Rajiv.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What I'm asking,
as per segment reporting, we are segregating yarn and fabric. So within,
yes,
that, we do not make separate balance sheet for denim and knit as such. But broad indicators that we have shared in the industry numbers, so I think that is applicable here also.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it, sir. Yes, sir. So secondly, sir, my next question is that, sir, now we are looking to break even, and we are now the cusp of profitability. So are we looking to improve the profit, especially like because if I'm seeing the COGS as a percentage of revenue decrease significantly, like to a material level from 64% to 62%, and your power and fuel cost as a percentage of revenue has also decreased by 100 bits. Like, can we increase, can we see margins going up either through fixed cost rationalization or the per unit realization improvements? Like, how does that work for this year?
So it is a combination of both the things. Realization also in different businesses have behaved differently. you know, the cotton prices have improved a little bit, so some amount of realization has also improved. And there is a conscious effort in terms of improving our cost structure and thereby reducing the fixed cost and better utilization of assets. So as we use our assets, sweat our assets better, your cost per unit goes down and thereby help you in improving your overall numbers.
Okay. So, like this quarter we have power and fuel cost of 120 crores. Like what would be the going forward quarterly run rate? Would it be the same or would it reduce going forward? The power and fuel cost. Like from a metric ton perspective, like cannot be exact, but as you increase utilization, it could change.
So we are consciously investing in the renewable energy, and our power cost is expected to reduce with the profitability coming from the low power cost. So our power numbers will reduce.
So we are working on renewable power cost, as Nitin mentioned in his brief. And secondly, also we are modernizing the machine park and taking action wherever the energy inefficient machines are there. So thereby, per unit it will be going down. Overall figure may be similar or maybe go slightly better in case we are able to clock better machine utilization. But per unit consumption definitely will be lower.
Okay. So that's so if I can assume that as a percentage of revenue would it reduce, right? Since now it is at 10%.
Yeah,
so it can go between 8 to 9% kind of thing. It can improve at that level, right?
It will be difficult to comment percentage, but it will be lower.
So okay, it will be lower. Like on overall basis, it will be definitely lower.
Okay, sir. Should be,
yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. And secondly, sir, as of now, how much is the borrowing, sir, as of Q1? Like, if you can give the number.
So our total borrowing stands at 1,600 crores.
1,600 crores. Sir, how are we looking to how are we looking to deleverage our balance sheet?
So we are trying to leverage our internal accruals, and through this we are planning to go with the further expansion. And whatever the new debts we will be taking for the loans, the same amount of repayments will be done during the year. So there will be no impact on the debt ratios also. So we are not going with any additional debt. Our repayments will be equal to the additional debt we will be taking.
So what do you mean is that there will be no net change, but the incremental debt will be then again used for debt repayment for growth.
Yes, right.
Okay, now, like what's the capex requirement, sir, for FY26? What's the guidance that you can give? How much you're going to put?
There are three things we are doing during this year. One is our expansion in our knit business, where we were having a major shortfall in our product mix. We were not having printing as a product in knitting. So to address that and also to balance our capability in terms of cotton knitted fabrics. So we are going for an expansion which will add around 250 metric ton actual production capability and 220 CR of additional revenue as a result of that. So when the full project is on, we will have these numbers in place. So that's the one capex which we are doing. This will be to the range of 90 to 95 CR, overall project for this. The second thing we are doing is as a theme of sustainability, and with the change in the law that now you can have go up to 200% of your commercial load as renewable energy. So we are going for 50 megawatts of additional round-the-clock energy through two routes. One, 10 megawatt we are doing for our solar installation, and the balance we are going with round the clock captive group captive scheme of open access power. So that investment in both areas would be somewhere around 50 CR. So I think these are the two major things which we are doing, which are immediately the need for the balancing and for our cost structure optimization we are doing. In addition to this is a normal capital expenditure that we are doing for maintenance and making ourselves efficient in terms of cost. So we are very conservative for going any capex for this year. Last year we restrained ourselves, and again this will help us to be, you know, more strong financially, and this prudence of going very slow on capex will continue for a couple of more quarters.
Okay. So sir, so that I can understand that our capex would be the range of 150 crores, 150 to 200 in total, including your operational. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, sir. Finally, sir, in regards to working capital, like this year you have done extremely well in managing your working capital and then generating strong operating cash flows. Hey, would that remain same, or how do you see this scenario, sir?
Yes, we target to maintain the same momentum, and we are consistently keeping a track of the inventory levels, specifically the raw material as well as the finished good inventory. And on the debtor side also, we are strongly governing the receivables as well as the credit limits.
So I can assume that it will remain same for the year, at least?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you so much, sir. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone willing to ask a question, you may press star and one now. We have our next question from the line of Rishabh Sharma from VP Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations on the good set of numbers. So,
thank you.
What returns do you expect from the 92 crore netting upgrade, and when it will start to add into the profit?
Okay. So, thank you very much, first of all, for studying the numbers and appreciating the performance in the quarter. This upcoming investment of 90 to 95 crore in our knitting modernization, as well as facility enhancement and adding the new products which is printed into this, we expect this to, you know, clock around 18 to 20% of, you know, ROI, and as a result, we'll be having, you know, payback around 5 years for this. And if you see that the implementation period mentioned by Nitin is almost 9 months. So I expect to have partial revenue for the year 26-27 and full revenue thereafter.
Okay. Thank you. And sir, what cost savings are expected from the Chhata unit, that is spinning division closure, and was there any one-time shutdown cost?
You know, spinning division in Chhata came as a part of parcel of the overall deal from the acquisition, which has two businesses, that was knitting and spinning. Fortunately, knitting we have been able to stabilize, and it is performing. We are able to utilize it nicely, and it is contributing to both revenue and EBITDA for the company. Spinning being the old and inefficient machinery park, we were bleeding continuously ever since we acquired this. We tried to, you know, improve on the various interests, but eventually it was not making much of the contribution, and thereby no financial sense in carrying it forward. So we have now decided to move out of spinning in Chhata, but continue to operate Chhata location and business in our knitting division. Rather, we are modernizing and adding certain more machines for the balancing in our knitting division. So there may be a limited one-time cost, but there is no major challenge for stopping our spinning operations in Chhata.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And all the best.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one now. We have our next question from the line of Madhu Sharma from Estate Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Madhuji,
you are audible.
Yes, good morning. Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, do you plan to raise more debt, and how will this plan impact your current debt level?
So, like I answered the previous question, so we are planning to use our internal accrual, and the additional debt which we'll be raising for these projects will be equivalent to the repayments we'll be doing in the year. So, year over year, there will be no additional burden on the balance sheet. So, the ratios will be maintained.
Yes, sir. And sir, second question is, what shares of energy need will be made by the 50 crores green investment, and will it reduce cost, and also are there any carbon credits or incentive expected?
Very interesting question, because you know a lot of analysis was done on these things. So after this 50 megawatt of additional 50 CR of investment in this power thing, we will be having 45% of our consumption through the green energy or renewable energy, and this overall investment will bring down our per unit cost by almost 30 paisa, so which in turn will be the saving per unit for the power consumption. And coming to your question about carbon credit, of course, this is carbon credit will be eligible for this, and this we are using as a result of the policy which Rajasthan government announced, allowing us to do 200% of our connected load as renewable energy. So under that policy only we are doing this.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone willing to ask a question, you may press star and one now. We have our next question from the line of Mithil from unlistedindia.com. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was, I just didn't hear it properly. What is the percentage of power that is captive for us currently?
So you mean to say percentage of power that is captive?
Yeah.
So currently we have 74 megawatts of the renewable energy we are using, out of which 40 megawatt is coming from wind and 34 megawatt is coming from solar.
Okay. So that is how much percentage of the overall power that we consume?
So this, 74 megawatt which Nitin mentioned, there is a yield which is connected to that. So that yield is slightly lower. So, that percentage would be to the tune of maybe around 25-27%. So post this additional investment, we will go up to 45%.
So 45% will be captive?
Not captive, it will be renewable.
Renewable.
It's not all behind the meter. It is a combination of behind the meter plus our group captive.
Oh, so group captive. It's not called RSWM particularly.
No, this is part of it. Part of it is behind the meter, which is RSWM exclusively. And the group captive is a part of investment that we have done.
Okay, so I was asking this question because we are around 500 crores now on the fuel cost. So, like, how do we bring it down actually? Like, because solar is a very a good return on investment. So, can't we spend more on it and bring down the fuel cost?
So, I 100% agree with you. That is the thought. That is why we are making this investment for our solar thing. Now, we need to strike a very fine balance between CapEx we want to do and CapEx we can do. So, at this moment, we are maintaining our balance sheet strong, doing the CapEx only to the extent that we will not have additional borrowing or additional pressure on this thing. So, we are doing, well appreciated your point, and we agree with that. Solar definitely makes sense. That's why we are doing 10 megawatt of behind the meter and 25 megawatts we are doing of group captive. So we'll continue to do this.
Okay, so every year you are planning to add more and more solar, right? So
whatever is permissible under the law, we will intend to achieve that. And this new possibility has come because of the law.
Okay. Thank you. And the second question is, sir, how much of our exports is currently US, like, and what will be the impact of the tariff on that, on the gross realization?
So as I mentioned in my opening remarks, we are not directly exporting to US because we are not in, finished goods segment. We produce yarn, we produce fabric for garmenting, and we produce fabric for denim garmenting. So we are operating in B2B kind of environment where directly we are not exporting to US. But if you say we are isolated or insulated with this impact, my answer would be no. My customers are impacted and thereby I am indirectly impacted.
So one final question. Do you see going forward yarn percentage of sales going down? And like, is there any target that the yarn percentage should go down?
RSWM has been known as a yarn company and we do not want to degrow in yarn. Of course, we would, expand in areas, yarn as well as others. At this thing, at this board meeting, we are discussing more for knit, but doesn't mean that we will not grow in yarn. So yarn remains our strength as on today. We focus on this as Indian government is also having a very strong growth for textile. So do RSWM would like to live. As you know that from 147 billion, India target around 250 billion and then 300 billion as a target. So RSWM will be participating from our side in that growth.
Thank you. I hope we are making a gross profit of 1600 crores. But nothing is coming to the net profit, so I hope that something changes here for the shareholder. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Majid Ahmed from Pinpoint Capital. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir?
Yeah, very much.
Yes, sir. Sir, I have another question that is on regards to like what type of volume growth that you're looking to do for FY26. Like, any guidance on that? On the utilization?
So we are not getting any major expansion during this year. Rather, we are consolidating and optimizing our operations. One of the strategy we have been following is reducing our where we are not having positive beta or making gross profitable sense. So we that way are not focusing only on revenue. The more focus has been on profitable revenue. So we are enriching our product mix and thereby trying to balance overall thing. Of course, we will be having better revenues than last year, but in terms of quantum jump, I do not see this year as a year of revenue enhancement. We can expect next year as our revenue enhancement when we will have a result of this net expansion giving the full advantage.
So, secondly, sir, on the margins on the EBITDA margin, like, we are looking to have more profitable growth in the coming years. Like, what type of EBITDA are you looking at? Is it mid single digits or are you looking for at least low double digits, like any sort of, so what's the target that you're
trying? I fully appreciate your concern as well as expectation in the question which is hidden. So if you look at this quarter, we have been able to clock around 6.9%, say roughly 7% EBITDA, which is 2.5% more than the corresponding quarter last year, where we had around 4.5% EBITDA. So this focus on EBITDA enhancement is the sole objective that entire team of RSWM is working on. I agree with you, double digit is the target that every company has to work on. and we are working in that direction only.
Okay, sir. That's the thing that you're working toward, trying to achieve by the end of this year, right, sir? Okay, family.
No, you should, rather all of us should always wish for and try for that. So let's see, that there has been good improvement in this quarter, and let's hope for the better quarters ahead.
Okay, sir. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ashwin Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. And Rajiv, you're really transforming things around out there. So just wanted to give you a...
Thank you, Ashwin. Sticker.
Yeah. So I just have a couple of questions from my side. First is, we're talking about, we keep hearing about this cotton yarn spread being under pressure, right? What are you doing to counter this? Are you hedging? Is there any strategy in place?
So there are a few strategies we need to do. One is that you don't compete in commodities. You do more of certified or sustainable cotton business, which are for organic, for fair trade, for those kind of things. And then second is you go for contamination-free yarns, which are on the imported cotton, which will give you two advantages. One, you will be not dependent only on Indian cotton, so to that extent you are protected. And secondly, you are having a better product mix, which will give you better opportunity in the market. So then machine utilization remains one of the focus. Productivities and internal efficiencies remains the focus. Raw material optimization, as I said, going to be the key driver. Innovation and product development has been the key strategies, and we would like to focus to stay afloat in this tough environment internationally.
Okay, so by making these moves, you're saying now the spread should improve.
We all expect that. At least we are working more on internal efficiencies and internal strategies to, first reduce the impact and second to grow. So I think that's the effort we are doing.
Okay. And see, I heard on this call you were saying you were looking at raising debt and trying to then refinance it. So then the payment of finance costs will be the same, because that was going to be my question, because the finance costs is still the same. But instead of doing that, because RSWM is already very highly leveraged, why haven't you considered like raising funds to pay off the debt and to do more acquisitions, instead of adding more debt to the company? Has that been considered?
Yeah, we are exploring the internal sources of the funds, and we are also focusing on certain blocked assets, and we are planning the liquidation of the non-usable assets, so that the debt burden could reduce.
So focus on working capital, focus on asset sweating is the first focus we are doing. Your point is well placed, and the direction that we are working is aligned to what you intend to say.
Yeah, because wouldn't it be easier? Because you'd be reducing, just because you're already quite undervalued by raising debt, by raising equity, we can really bring down the debt and things can really work a lot more in favor for the company. But I leave it in your judgment. I know you're all working to focus on the best results. So I also had a question on, you did mention about trade receivable discounts. Can you explain how you've done that this last quarter? That was something that you had discussed in the previous call.
So I talked about vendor bill discounting.
Vendor bill discounting.
So
can you tell us what you've done? Yeah.
So basically that the MSME vendors, we have done a tie-up with a platform, Trades platform, Trade Receivable E-Discounting System, and we are discounting our MSME vendors' bill payment, which is giving us interest arbitrage in terms of the finance cost.
Okay, so how much has that benefited us this quarter? Any numbers you can share? Or?
Roughly around 1 to 1.5% we have been able to get because of the recent reduction in the repo rates announced by the RBI.
1 to 1.5%. Okay.
That's the reason our overall finance cost we have been able to maintain.
Okay. And as per my understanding, I believe, you know, India has a lot of spinning capacity. If I'm not mistaken, we have a lot of spinning capacity. So is one of the plans, like how you sold in the charter unit the spinning machines, is your future plan to maybe reduce more spinning machines from your current plans and to focus more on adding knitting machinery? Is that the idea?
So, you know, you're absolutely right. India is the second largest spinner in the world, and we have more than 20% of world spinning capacity in India. And RSWM is one of the prominent players. We have around 6.5 lakh spindles overall working with us. So we want to sweat these assets better. We want to use them for different product mix. Currently, overall the spinning is allocated into three basic products. One is the synthetic yarns, both gray, dyed is the consumption of somewhere around 4.5 lakh spindles, and other 1.25 lakh spindles are on cotton, and similarly around 1.1 lakh spindles are on melange yarns. So we intend to maintain this. There is no immediate intention to grow in this area. At the same time, there is no discouragement to the spinning, existing spinning capacity that we have. Modernization is the one thing which we plan to do in these capacities to stay efficient and afloat.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of your plant visits recently, and a lot of praise has been done said about how RSWM plants are. I've seen that. One thing, like I believe in the previous questions, you spoke about adding knitting and spinning. You're looking at adding more capacity, but wouldn't it be better to add more knitting and capacity as compared to spinning at this point?
You are absolutely right, bang right. First of all, thank you very much for following us so closely. And the plant visit and other things which you mentioned, that gives a lot of encouragement when our investments also take interest in our efforts. And, you know, as for the capex we discussed about, this is only for knitting. We are not having any capex for adding spindles. It is only for modernization, the existing spindles, to stay them, you know, competitive in terms of operational efficiencies. So the current capex that we are talking about is only for knitting and for solar for power. Power and knitting are the areas for capex. Yarn is only modernization and routine capex.
Okay. Just one final question. Like you mentioned the knitting, you know, there was something missing, printing. I believe that's what you said was missing. Like that, is there any other area where you feel RSWM can should look at growing in, apart from maybe printing? Is there something else in?
Yeah, you are absolutely right. You know, if I look at India as a country and the opportunities the world of textile present to us, there are many areas where we should have meaningful investment. One area which was immediately missing was printing. Another area for us which is a logical offering for the market is a full package offering for denim. So we are doing only denim fabric. And most of the customers now look for the suppliers who are integrated supply chain and also offering denim garments. Similarly, knitted garments in other direction which because of FTAs, because of demand nowadays, people are looking for integrated factories. No, advantage that RSWM has is we are having fiber, we are having spinning, we are having knitting, we are having denim fabric, processing both for knitting and denim. Logically, for full package to deliver to customer, only missing link is garmenting. So I think that is another area which once our balance sheet becomes, you know, capable of taking this load, so we should be open for this discussions.
Okay, fine. And just one last question, sorry. There was a while back I saw in the news something about a Jammu Kashmir unit. That's now we're not looking at that anymore. Is that right?
So, you know, we discussed this last time also, and I was waiting that this question has not come yet. So thank you very much for bringing that point on. So, you know, this we are still waiting for government approval for subsidies. We are still in the waiting list, and it is expected that next time when we'll have this call, probably we will have clearance for the subsidies from the government of the J&K.
Okay.
You know, this purely is a project which is initiated on the government subsidies approval.
Government subsidies. Oh, fine. Okay. That's great. That's all from my side. Wishing you the very best, Rajiv, and the entire team.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. This was the last question for today, and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Nitin will have the closing views.
Okay. So in closing, I would extend my sincere gratitude to our employees, stakeholders, and partners for their unwavering support. With collective effort and a shared vision, we are well positioned to drive innovation, strengthen our market presence, and deliver sustainable value. The road ahead holds great promise, and I'm confident in our ability to grow and succeed in the years to come. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. We sincerely appreciate your participation in this event, and we kindly request that you now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your time and your engagement.